like us.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Compassionate viewers, today on Supreme Master Television's Stop Animal Cruelty series, Karen Davis, founder of United Poultry Concerns, and Kim Sterler, co-founder and executive director of Animal Place Sanctuary and Education Centre, will discuss the unspeakable cruelty endured by chickens on factory farms. United Poultry Concerns is a non-profit group based in Michigan, USA, that addresses the treatment of domestic fowl in food production, science, education, entertainment, and human companionship situations. Founded in 1989, Animal Place Sanctuary and Education Centre is a non-profit shelter for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals in Vacaville, California, USA.
Chickens evolved in the jungles. They evolved in a green, lush world full of colors, full of sound, and they were busy all day, raising their families, finding food, doing all of the activities that interest chickens. Perching, running around, very involved much of the time with their family life, in which both the roosters and the hens are very involved.
Chickens are caring, loving, and intelligent beings.
You can see them interact in flocks, and you can see the male roosters kind of take over their hens and protect them.
And they break up during the day and into smaller groups of several hens and one rooster, and they go off. And roosters will call to each other through the dense foliage throughout the day to keep track of each other.
To see the relationships between the mothers and the chicks, to see the relationships between the roosters and the females, there's no doubt in my mind at all that they're sentient creatures. They have a brain. They can learn things. They can use tools. They communicate widely. So chickens and turkeys both, very, very intelligent animals.
According to the non-profit group, the World Society for the Protection of Animals, each year a staggering 57 billion poultry are raised for meat and eggs worldwide. The vast majority on squalid, utterly filthy factory farms, where they are deprived of the most basic rights as our co-inhabitants on Earth. These animals live their entire lives without ever breathing fresh air, seeing sunshine, trees and grass, or enjoying a moment of freedom. The only time many experience the outside world is when they are sent to the slaughterhouse.
So when you understand the very busy, active, full of energy kind of life, and full of color and sound kind of life that chickens evolved to live in, then you realize that you take these lively birds and you shut them up in an industrial compound, really a huge 600-foot-long shed, and you pack as many birds as you can into that shed with no color, no vitality, nothing to do, just to be until they're slaughtered.
At these horrendous facilities, the innocent animals are not treated or respected as intelligent living beings, but as mere products or commodities. Their only purpose in life is to lay eggs and provide meat at the ultimate cost of their precious lives.
They're in cages about this size, and there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 birds to a cage. And that's their whole life until they go to slaughter, their entire life. They're on a wire cage, and there's cages above them, and that feces below drops down to the others.
The hens used for egg production are not only locked up in those sheds, but they are stacked in rows and tiers of metal cages, in which 8 hens maybe are stuffed into a cage in which they can't even spread their wings.
In a natural environment, hens typically lay an average of 25 eggs each spring. But in intensive egg production, they are forced to lay 10 times that number throughout the year.
Too many eggs for their system to be able to produce without having a serious health problem.
Spent hens, or those no longer able to lay, are finally allowed to leave the cage, with the next stop being the slaughterhouse, where their throats are violently slit. If the chickens somehow manage to survive the bloody blade, they are scalded to death in hot water. Hens may also be buried alive in landfills, or shredded for human food, pet food, mink feed, or poultry feed. In order to manipulate the chickens into eating as much as possible, to produce bigger birds and more eggs, artificial lighting is commonly used on factory farms. Chickens specifically raised for meat grow so fast that their legs and skeletal structures cannot support their heavy bodies, resulting in crippling leg disorders. Some are unable to stand for even a few moments. At the tender age of 6 weeks, they are murdered for meat. The squalid, sickening environment in which the birds are forced to live is unconscionable.
When you crowd thousands and thousands of birds together, breathing the same air, living in excrement, filled with stress, which harms their immune systems and makes them more susceptible to disease, sneezing and coughing on each other, because chickens get sick and sneeze and cough on each other, basically create an extreme slum, then you're going to have contagious diseases, and you're going to have an environment that is a paradise for disease-causing organisms. And that is the reality of modern chicken production.
When we return, we'll continue examining the unending cruelty that our chicken friends experience each day. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I know they're very emotional birds. I know they are very intelligent birds. And I'd say this, if humans have a soul, so does the rest of the animal kingdom, including chickens.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Our subject today is the appalling treatment of chickens on factory farms.
Chickens living naturally, you know, they benefit the environment. They interact as part of an ecology of life. In under normal circumstances, their droppings are very tiny and have a nitrogen component that enriches the soil and helps plants grow. But when you've got millions of tons of droppings and that nitrogen component, then you have poison. Not only does that amount of nitrogen poison plants and even trees when it's dumped into the environment, but as it's decomposing in the chicken houses, it becomes ammonia fumes. And ammonia fumes are toxic poisonous fumes. And many birds go blind from the fumes. If you go into a chicken house, you can barely breathe in there, and your eyes and your throat burns immediately.
Come Fly With Me is a documentary film produced by the beloved Hillside Animal Sanctuary in the UK, which is home to over 900 rescued animals, who serve as living examples of freedom and compassionate treatment. Hillside has done many undercover investigations to record the abuses and horrific conditions on factory farms in Britain. The following is an excerpt from the film, which focuses on intensive poultry production.
The housefly is one of the most familiar and widely found insects. Its whole body is covered by millions of bacteria, which when transmitted to food can cause serious illnesses such as typhus, dysentery, tuberculosis, and poliomyelitis. Scientific reports from Japan have shown that flies can carry the deadly H5N1 strain in their intestines. This means that if the deadly virus did strike this, or any other farm, everyone within a 2-mile radius could be affected. Skips are sometimes not emptied of rotting carcasses for several days, providing perfect conditions for the flies to breed by the million. It's also hard to imagine what disease lies hidden within these unacceptable conditions that provides indisputable proof that some farmers have an irresponsible regard for human health. This footage was shot on the 17th of July 2006. Inside this container were hundreds of dead chickens in advanced stages of decay. The investigators made another sickening discovery of appalling disregard for farm and human hygiene. Maggots had even crawled a distance of 20 yards and more from the skip and invaded the farm office. The building was infested inside and out. Maggots were dropping from the walls as the investigator filmed. Ironically, the appalling conditions on this farm are only a few hundred yards from the rear of the South Norfolk District Council office, with the school complex only yards away on the other side of the road. Flies would easily be able to transfer from the breeding grounds to homes, and in this case to nearby schools and food.
Factory farms produce conditions ripe for the mutation of viruses and other pathogens. H5N1, the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, came from poultry farms, and the deadly swine flu also contains poultry genes, as the virus has repeatedly cycled and mutated between humans and the pigs and chickens imprisoned in intensive production facilities.
The chickens are living beak to beak. They are sneezing and coughing on each other. They're living in one another's waste. They are in an environment that breeds pathogens, that is, disease-causing microorganisms that are in their intestines, in their respiratory systems. And so you take avian influenza virus as well. They have lived without causing any harm in the bodies of ducks for millennia. And it's with concentrated chicken production and, for example, feeding ducks chicken manure and putting the chicken manure out into the environment. And it's all of this kind of concentrated production, feathers, contaminated feathers from the industry and so on, that creates strains of the virus.
As we have seen and heard, factory farms subject chickens to savage, rotting conditions, replete with disease and death. They must be closed immediately to end this unacceptable situation. We thank Karen Davis of United Poultry Concerns and Kim Sterler of Animal Place for working so hard to try and end factory farming. When the world changes to a plant-based diet, chickens and other birds will be free to live in peace and will suffer no longer.
When we rescue those birds and we bring them here to the sanctuary, to watch them slowly evolve to be chickens is just one of the more beautiful sights you will ever see.
For more information, please visit United Poultry Concerns, www.upc-online.org. Animal Place, www.animalplace.org. Hillside Animal Sanctuary, www.hillside.org.uk. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us for today's programme. Enlightening Entertainment is up next, right after noteworthy news. May all our bird friends soon live side by side with humans in harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.